In the summer of 1969, hundreds of thousands of young people gather to celebrate music and revolution. And if you're thinking Woodstock, think again. To be young, gifted, and black. The gathering I'm talking about was the Harlem Cultural Festival, a series of six free concerts held at the northern end of Central Park that summer, a celebration of youth, culture, and black power that some have called the Black Woodstock. One of the star performers was the iconic singer Nina Simone.
Are you ready, black people? Are you ready? Are you ready? Black man, black you, black woman, black everybody, are you really, really, really ready?
The New York Police Department refused to provide security for the concerts, so the Black Panthers did. The biggest stars of the black music world would play that summer. B.B. King, Max Roach, Stevie Wonder, Mahalia Jackson, Gladys Knight, and...
Ladies and gentlemen, the internationally known Sly and the Fabulous Stone.
Sly Stone and his band managed to play both the Harlem Festival and Woodstock that summer. Here's a clip from their appearance in Harlem. There are about 50 hours of footage from the festival. The man who filmed it, Hal Tulchin, has said at the time there was no interest in turning that footage into a documentary. So most of it has just been collecting dust. The only parts that have been released commercially are Nina Simone's performances, including this clip.
Hey, we're in the middle of a revolution, because I see the face of things to come. Yes, I do.
Nina Simone from her August 17, 1969 performance at the Black Woodstock, better known as the Harlem Cultural Festival. 40 years ago this summer, hundreds of thousands of young people turned out to witness those concerts.
I'm here to tell you about the destruction of all the evil it will have to end.